This is a Fox News alert. Trump Kim 2 ends early with no new deal. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The president's on his way back to Washington now, saying North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wasn't willing to budge enough on his nuclear program. Still in Hanoi, Vietnam, here's Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, President Trump saying, sometimes you just have to walk.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
Saying Kim Jong-un demanded relief from U.S.-led penalties that have crippled the North Korean economy.
They were willing to denuke a large portion of the areas that we wanted, but we couldn't give up all of the sanctions for that.
The president wouldn't be drawn on when he and Kim might meet again, saying it could be soon or it could be a long time. Chris?
Simon, and President Trump also says he does not think that Kim Jong-un knew about the mistreatment of an American college student who died soon after being released from North Korean custody, Otto Warmbier.
I don't believe that he would have allowed that to happen. It just wasn't to his advantage to allow that to happen.
Otto Warmbier was 22, from Ohio, thrown in prison, accused of stealing a propaganda poster. The president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, wraps up 3 days of testimony on Capitol Hill today in D.C. Here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, this last round of testimony is behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee. The big day was yesterday when Cohen publicly called President Trump a racist, a con man, and a cheat.
I am no longer your fixer, Mr. Trump.
The president in Vietnam for that summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un criticized the timing of the hearing.
Having a fake hearing like that and having it in the middle of this very important summit is really a terrible thing.
He also called Cohen a liar. Chris?
Rachel, a river that's flooded more than 2,000 homes and businesses in Northern California is expected to start receding today. The Russian River at its highest level in 25 years. This is Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A member of Congress says he's apologized personally for a tweet that now has him under investigation.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida going after former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, asking on Twitter, "Do your wife and father-in-law know about your girlfriends?" Gaetz said he was witness testing, not witness tampering. He went on to delete it and apologized. Now the Florida bar is investigating that tweet. The organization says Gaetz is a Florida bar member, and a spokesperson tells Fox News, if rules have been violated, the Florida bar will vigorously pursue appropriate discipline by the Florida Supreme Court. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Four companies in far eastern Russia face criminal charges for illegally capturing around 100 whales being kept in small, crowded pools. Animal activists say the whales were captured to sell to foreign circuses. Russian law only allows whales to be kept for scientific purposes. Staff at a nursing home in Arizona marveling at the improvement of a Parkinson's patient.
Charles Shields walking on his own at the Oasis Pavilion Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
It is a miracle for me. To me, it's a miracle because I was sitting there being like a vegetable.
Last week, Dr. Borick says Charles, who has Parkinson's and is in hospice, began walking after several years of being bedridden.
This was a power of prayer.
The nurses are also convinced there's a higher power involved.
But this is absolutely a miracle.
And Charles continues to strut about, regaining some of his speech while continuing to do the things he loves. Playing music and painting. Reporting in Casa Grande, I'm Jennifer Ah, Fox News.
Again, our top story, President Trump's on his way back to Washington, his second summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ending early with no deal on lifting sanctions or denuclearization. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. ESPN 93.5. We're going to go live to Hanoi, Vietnam with Simon Owen. Again, get the recap on the president's leaving early because of no deal. He said sometimes you have to walk. Local news now with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Plans are moving forward for the next phase of the MCOR project. WCIA says the next phase is set to kick off next month. The next phase involves Armory, Wright, and several other side streets in the area. A man faces multiple charges for allegedly stealing items belonging to a University of Illinois student. It happened Monday at Granger Engineering Library. Authorities say 29-year-old Raymond Gwynn of Champaign stole a student's wallet, backpack, and a coat and used the victim's debit card at two locations. A Champaign man has been convicted of shooting a man on Springfield Avenue in 2017. 26-year-old Cameron Ross was found guilty of aggravated battery with a firearm for shooting the man. He also was convicted of unlawful use of weapons by a felon for having a gun in his possession when he was arrested the day of the shooting. It took a jury about 2.5 hours to convict him. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
All right, here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket. Floors from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got a high around the freezing point expected today and down to around 24 this evening with cloudy conditions. Up to 40 tomorrow, down to 25. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. We've got clouds in the forecast for Saturday with a high 37, low 22. Only up to 25 with snow in the forecast on Sunday and then down into the single digits at night. Right now, the temperature is at 18, ESPN 93.5.
All right, Illinois loses last night, West Lafayette. I thought it was a pretty competitive ball game. They stretched it out at the end, but played with them for three quarters of the way. Purdue just has better people, taller people. That Harms kid, the inside player, 7'100". I mean, he's just so tall and long, and we don't have an answer for that, man. We had some of our guys trying to guard a guy that is at least, you know, 7 inches taller.
Wow.
It's just really hard when... Anyway, Purdue beats the 73-56. I would have lost my 25-cent bet.
Dang it.
Taking the Illini in 13.
Well, so they're tied for first and number 15 in the nation. Their fourth straight win. The Boilermakers are just on a roll.
Well, they're a pretty good team. We competed. There was the Twitter was ablaze at... Trent Frazier and Tavion Jones and Kipper were going to be suspended.
Mm-hmm.
They did not start. I mean, the only starter there was Trent Frazier. He didn't start. Nobody really said anything on the TV. But apparently the guys were at a party, and that's that. So now we play Northwestern. Last place Northwestern in the Big Ten. But that's what we said against Penn State. So the Illini have lost three in a row after a nice little run, had some fun. But Illinois loses. I have a pair of tickets if you'd like to go to the Sunday basketball game, Illinois Northwestern. Stand by for that. Okay. What happened in Hanoi?
Air Force One was in the air more than 2 hours before President Trump was scheduled to depart after negotiations collapsed.
I could have 100% signed something today. We actually had papers ready to be signed, but it just wasn't appropriate.
The president saying Kim Jong-un demanded too much. Total relief from U.S.-led sanctions. Despite the breakdown, the president saying Kim has pledged that he won't restart nuclear and missile testing.
You know, I trust him and I take him at his word. I hope that's true.
But he said it could be a long time before he meets with Kim again. In Hanoi, Simon Owen, Fox News.
All right, let's go live now to that man, Simon Owen, live from Hanoi, Vietnam, where the talks broke down. I really want to think and believe that they had kind of a pseudo thing ready to sign. Do you think Kim Jong-un changed his mind or never was going to do what they said he was going to do? What do you think happened, Simon Owen?
Well, President Trump said they could have signed something. He said 100% could have signed something today. We actually had something ready to sign, but it wasn't appropriate. So, yes, the groundwork had been laid. I mean, that is how these diplomatic events tend to work. You send in your diplomats and your officials to work up the agreement in the weeks before. And then the leaders come in and basically rubber stamp it and shake hands, and it's all good. But the difference here is that we have President Trump, who believes in doing deals and working things out and believes in his own negotiating ability. And we have Kim Jong-un, who is a dictator with total control over his country. So in this case, the Trump administration, I think, feels that there's an importance to having both of them around the table to actually do some negotiating rather than just have officials agree everything in the build-up. So they're trying to put a brave face on this, but it is a collapse. It did end early. President Trump said sometimes you have to walk away, and he explained the collapse by saying that Kim Jong-un was demanding too much, essentially. He said that Kim Jong-un came to the table saying that North Korea wanted all of the US-led sanctions that have crippled its economy, imposed over its nuclear weapons. Kim Jong-un apparently wanted all of those to be lifted in return for closing one of North Korea's nuclear complexes. That was never going to happen. So, you know, these are clearly tough negotiations. President Trump again today condemned his predecessors for not doing enough on North Korea, but he is now seeing firsthand just how intractable this standoff has become.
Well, I sure don't blame him for trying. I don't know. I'm not optimistic that if they believe their very existence depends on the hammer they have or supposedly have, I don't expect it. I think you try, and hopefully, prayerfully, we don't have to do anything there regarding conflict. Nobody wants that, but you have a threat. He's trying to talk it out. I think that's at least you try it, but I don't believe him. We've tried before. They believe they can't get rid of their stuff. I mean, he tried. I don't know if they get together again or not, because I don't think you can trust him. I mean, I don't think you ever could.
No, I mean, you absolutely couldn't. And President Trump said it could be a long time before he meets with Kim again. He said it could be soon or it could be a long time. They're certainly not lining up another summit immediately. I think one of the questions, though, is if this really was the North Koreans' only position, that they wanted total sanctions relief, there wasn't to be a step-by-step plan, we'll do this, and then you'll do that, we'll do this, and you'll do that, back and forth. If they were always going to insist on total sanctions relief, why did the president fly halfway across the globe to have these negotiations that were presumably clearly never going to go anywhere? Because what the North Koreans take away from this is some very powerful images. You know, their leader sat at a dinner table laughing with the most powerful man in the world, and they will be selling this back home as, look, we are being taken seriously now that we've got our weapons, we're being seen as a key player on the world stage, we're able to go and have dinner with the President of the United States, and they will dine out on that, if you pardon the pun. The one bright spot for President Trump in this, I think, is that he did say today that even without an agreement, he says that Kim Jong-un has promised that he will not resume the testing of his nuclear bombs and missiles. And it was that flurry of testing that really ratcheted up tensions a couple of years ago, you know, when North Korea was firing missiles over Japan and that sort of thing. President Trump said that Kim has pledged at this meeting that he will not be restarting that, even though there's no agreement.
Well, and again, I think that if there is a launch, if there is a test, you're going to have a lot of aircraft carriers coming toward North Korea. And if that's what they want, they know they're going to get that with his president, which is part of the appeal of Donald Trump, is they think he's crazy enough to do something.
Well, I mean, that's one of the theories, is why they backed down when the tests were really causing real tensions in 2016, is that, yes, they believe that perhaps there was actually a president unpredictable enough that he might conduct some kind of military strike and hit the regime hard. Whether they still feel like that, we don't know.
Yeah.
What their game plan is, we have no idea. But, you know, if they came into these talks thinking that they were going to walk away from a two-day summit with all US-led sanctions lifted, and it's not just the US, it's other countries as well, so the president couldn't have unilaterally lifted them. But if they really thought that was going to happen, then they weren't serious about negotiating.
No, I think you're right. Okay, when do you leave Hanoi, Vietnam, Simon Owen?
I think we've got another day here to watch out for any fallout. And Kim Jong-un is staying in town as well for a state visit here. So there is still news to come, potentially.
All right, I'll be on the back of that black scooter. I'll meet you for tea somewhere, Mr. Owen. We thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. Stay safe.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's live from Hanoi, Vietnam, reporter Simon Owen with Fox News Radio. So, you gave it a shot. And I don't think what was supposed to happen happened, obviously, because they had documents ready to sign, and then he said, what? He wants what? That's not what we talked about. All right, sometimes that occurs when you try and deal. But,
well, and that's one of Trump's strengths, his business.
Well, and you're dealing with something, you know, when you're talking about a regime survival, they think they have to give up their nukes. They have no, it's like taking the teeth out of a snake. It's not going to be very dangerous. So we'll see. I never believed it, but I don't mind trying. I pray there's no conflict or war. People die. It's awful. But again, this president isn't going to put up with testing. So here's hoping they don't. Here, let's check your sports headlines now.
Fighting Illini and Boilermakers were tied at 48 apiece midway through the second half, but Purdue showed why. They're 14th-ranked team in the nation, pulling away down the stretch, 73-56 at Mackey Arena last night. Iota Sumo and Andre Felice led the cold shooting Illini with 9 points apiece. Next up is Northwestern Sunday at 5:30, and we've got tickets here on ESPN 93.5. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Penn State beat Maryland at number 17 team. 78-61 was the final.
Now, Penn State's won 4 out of 5. Penn State was beating the 17th ranked team at halftime 42-20.
Whoa!
Penn State, yeah. They're playing, yeah. Well, you saw what they did to us.
Right.
They demolished Maryland, man.
Villanova upset number 10 Marquette 67-61 last night. On to the NBA, where the Dallas Mavericks beat the Pacers 110-101. Pacers will host Minnesota tonight. Bulls pulled ahead of Memphis' Grizzlies 109-107. That's pretty much sports. Oh, Brian Baumgartner, Big Ten Golfer of the Week.
Well, good for him.
I mean, I was looking at some of the stats in Lafayette, my old stomping grounds. 13 birdies during the 54-hole tournament.
Yep.
And playing under par 45 of 54 of those holes.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yep, let's get that team rolling. Let's go. Houlihan's Restaurant. Great place for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week when you're waiting in that other line. Run over to Houlihan's and try their Sunday stuff.
It's a great brunch if you want to try it out. I've had the avocado toast. It's a nice, healthy choice for you.
Is.
Of course, they've got the bottomless mimosas and Bloody
Marys.
That's
the Sunday
brunch? Uh-huh.
Okay. And don't forget, the breakfasts are wonderful. If you want some sort of an omelet, or you can have it. They've got the way they present their food, too. Nice chef salad at lunch.
Agreed.
They've got a nice salad. I like the steak wedge salad.
And I like the lettuce leaves with the Thai chicken and the peanut sauce on top. Very healthy choices. The presentation is so nice. It's a great choice for a business meeting.
Houlihan's is right there at the iHotel and Conference Center, just across the street from State Farm Center. And say hey to Sam.
Of course. He's all over the building.
ESPN 93.5. All right, we're going to give you the happiest state in the union. As Gallup has done their annual poll.
Speaking of happy, this weekend is unofficial. I haven't heard much about
that. No, and that's exactly the plan.
Okay.
I mean, this thing's gotten tamped down.
Yep.
So I don't know what the weather is Friday. That's tomorrow.
I know.
What's the...
we're getting into March here.
I don't mind if it's 9 degrees tomorrow. It's not, is it?
No.
Ah.
In fact, high 40, low 25.
That probably means a lot of people.
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine tomorrow.
Weather brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Today's high, 31. 24 are low into the evening tonight. Again, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. High 40, low 25 for those party revelers coming to the heart of campus town. And on Saturday, they typically hang around. We've got a high 37, low 22 expected. Morning snow in the forecast. forecast on Sunday. High 25 expected down into the single digits at night. We're currently at 18 on ESPN 93.5.
Here's hoping they don't come. This is not one where we want them here.
I think it has lost some momentum.
I think for sure. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provida Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provida Financial Group, LLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, JCPenney is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. Though its earnings were weaker than a year ago, it was bringing in more money than Wall Street forecasts. However, JCPenney says it will close 18 department stores, including three already named to be shut down. It will also close 9 home and furniture stores this year. Boeing has a major order for its new 777-9 jetliner. British Airways parent company IAG says it will purchase 18 of the planes and could buy up to 24 more. The 777-9 is expected to eventually replace Boeing's 747 jumbo jets. SeaWorld is reporting a better-than-expected holiday season. Though the company lost money, Wall Street was expecting it to lose even more. TD Bank's business improved in the winter quarter, helped by its TD Ameritrade trading unit. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5, so unofficial is tomorrow and Saturday. Is it just tomorrow and Saturday? See, I don't even know. Well, 2 days? Is that what it is?
It is. The big push is Friday, and then they are around Saturday and typically head out by Saturday or Sunday. And emergency orders are in place, safety information distributed, annual letter got out to the parents.
It's essentially, don't come. That's kind of the message here for this.
Hate to be unwelcoming on our U of I campus other weekend. We'd love to see you.
We don't want you here for a drunk fest.
Exactly.
And I think everybody involved has done a pretty good job in tamping this down. It's just not one of those parties you want to host. I'm sorry for all the bars and the beer. You don't want that kind of thing here where people get killed, and that has happened.
The death of a student marred the 2017th drinking holiday, in quotes. There was a little quieter last year with 57 tickets issued compared with 114 tickets the year before.
Okay, that's good.
And in 2011, the all-time high of 364 tickets that were given. So just note that it does seem to have a downward trend. The unofficial 2019 Facebook page had 2,100 people marked as going and 4,800 marking interested. And again, Patrick Wade is commenting in this article about how the forecast does look good, but fewer visitors coming into town is because so many problems have caused less buses being dropped off at campus like it was back in the day.
Yeah, so good. I mean, I think it takes time, and it's been clearly positioned as this isn't anything we want. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to be here. We'd rather it go away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think university officials are happy all the way this thing's been tamped down. They've done a good job kind of not encouraging and making it more difficult, which is great. And I hopefully believe that I think it continues to go in the right direction.
Local police agencies and fire departments and even property owners have code enforcers out checking balconies, making sure they're not exceeding the safety limits. And the article goes on and on about how the Greek system is also approaching things.
Yeah. Okay, good. 359-2255 if you want to comment about that. Happiest state in the union. Guesses? Anyone? What is the happiest state?
Well, it's certainly not Illinois. Man, I hear more rumbling than ever complaining about our government.
Well, we have people leaving. Kind of a mass exodus out of Chicago. Okay, here we go.
Don't worry, be happy.
If you're looking for the top spot in the U.S. to be happy, your best chance may be in Hawaii. It ranked number one in the 2018 Gallup poll measuring health and well-being for a record 7th year. Hawaii edged out Wyoming and Alaska for the
Wyoming and Alaska.
Wow!
And how about top 10?
Top honors. It and Colorado are the only two states to rank in the top 10 every year.
What did they say, Wyoming and Colorado?
Uh-huh.
What's in Wyoming?
Nothing. That's why they like it.
Yeah.
You can unplug.
Off the grid. Leave me alone. How many people live in Wyoming? I think it's like a million in the whole state. Can't I go buy some land? Can I? Yeah. Chop wood? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 579,000.
Wow.
You're
kind of on first name basis. What you do is you get a really warm coat and boots, and you have a nice garage and a warm house, and boom, you are on your own in the Wild West. Anyway, Wyoming's number two, but Hawaii, Stevie J Travel, going to Hawaii. We're leaving after Christmas.
There's something about the sunshine.
It's just wonderful, and it's 82, and it rains for half an hour, and then it's 82 again.
That's
and sunny.
Right.
It's wonderful. Well, we will be traveling. This is the first time I've mentioned it because we've been working on it. Now, how about going to Hawaii for 2 weeks in January and not having to fly a long way? We're going to actually leave from San Francisco.
Mm.
We're going to cruise out to the islands, do all the islands, and come back to San Francisco.
So that's a great idea.
Short flight,
yeah.
Long trip on the ship. It's like 2 weeks. And we're going to have it up at steviejaytravel.com really soon.
Nice.
And it's anytime you can excuse yourself from January in Champaign-Urbana,
mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think the snowbirds look like geniuses to me. So
we had a coworker in February that experienced the 85-degree weather in Cuba for a good chunk of time.
That's opened up somewhat.
Yes.
So if you know, there are trips to Cuba. Josh Laskowski, our guy on Q96, he went there and spent some time. I wouldn't want to be there for a week, but that's what he did, and
right.
he enjoyed it.
Well, and he played the educational card. I guess there's certain things that
people
you have to
people is an avenue in.
So he learned how to roll cigars.
Yeah.
He got to see the schools in action and the music programs, and he got to learn how to cook some of the Cuban food in a cooking class.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool experience.
I think one of the things he said is they're so good at conversation because they're not on their phone, because they don't have phone access like we do.
That's right.
And you walk around our campus and see what you see. You got earbuds and phones. I don't think we're going to be able to communicate.
Yeah.
It's going to go back to
awkward.
The caveman.
It's
back.
Almost awkward in an elevator where you're sitting there and you're making conversation.
No, don't talk in an elevator. Ooh, what are you doing?
I know.
359-2255, you want to check in with us this morning. Coming up, is marijuana a gateway drug?
I don't think so.
Okay, let's talk to John Dybin.
Okay.
He's our addiction specialist.
Last time we had a marijuana conversation, they said, bring in the professional.
All right, we got a professional addiction expert. Now, whatever he says, I'm going to go with, I think he believes it's a gateway. And he's an addiction specialist. Now, what the people that don't believe that will say is that's not true, and they'll find somebody who says it isn't. So I'll ask John those specific questions about why all people don't believe that, if in fact it is.
And, of course, Illinois leaning that way to legalization and, you know, hopefully making more money for the state, I guess, is the end game. But if you'd like to text in, 359-2255.
Our good friend John Dybin, addiction specialist, and we'll ask him and we'll find out what he thinks. I think it's a bad idea to legalize marijuana, except for medical, but not recreational. We'll talk about it next.
Hi, my name is Tim, and it's been 1,195 days since I've been able to use my last name Tapman. I've changed my business name from Tim's Auto Body to Tapman's Collision because I want the Tapman name back in the collision repair business. Nothing else has changed. You'll continue to get the same quality service you've come to expect from me and my sons. We're still located at 701 North Madison, Champaign. I'm proud to be using the Tapman name again, and the Tapman's Collision continues to be the name you trust. Check us out online at timtapman.com.
Alert, I'm Lillian Wu.
For this particular visit, we decided that we had to walk.
President Trump leaving Vietnam without a North Korean nuclear deal or even lunch.
2 a.m. Eastern Time, Sarah Sanders abruptly told reporters here it's changing. There will no longer be a signing ceremony with Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Instead, a solo news conference by the president. Basically, Kim Jong-un only put part of his nuclear program on the table and wanted full sanctions relief.
Fox's Ed Henry in Hanoi. The president's current attorney, Rudy Giuliani, blasting his former personal attorney who went before House committee yesterday to level accusations against Donald Trump. Giuliani calling Michael Cohen a liar, saying he did an outrageous violation of attorney-client privilege. Cohen goes behind closed doors today for a different House committee. This is Fox News.
Yeah. Michael Cohen and his testimony, you're doing this while the president is in Hanoi, and you have the Democrats only meet with Michael Cohen, only That's not House protocol. Both sides should be in the room, but they did it just Democrats before. So you're telling me they have called a witness who's going to prison for lying, who was rejected by the Democrats when he spoke highly of Donald Trump. He got caught in a CNN sitting on the panel on a bold-faced lie yesterday. All the panelists are going, that's not true. He wanted a job in the White House. CNN said he's lying. And then he's represented by Hillary Clinton's lawyer. I'm supposed to believe what Michael Cohen says? I'm sure some of what he said probably was true. But how do you know what part? It's a hit job. When he gets in his closing statement, Michael Cohen says, you should never close down the government at Christmas time, and you should never. And I'm going, wait a minute, who wrote that political statement for you? What are you talking about politics for? Listen, Lanny Davis, the biggest Clinton insider, is representing him. How can you possibly flip it? Donald Trump's lawyer represents somebody hitting Hillary Clinton. Would you believe it? Too many lies. He's going to prison for lying. And now he's a source. Hey, listen, Democrats impeach Donald Trump. Go for it. Just let's spend the next 2 years impeaching the president. I don't think they're going to do it because they know it won't work out for
him. Right. Is there enough substance?
There's not enough. There's never been. They hate him.
Right.
He's not a perfect human being, but he won the election, and you can't get over it. That's all.
Yeah. When people talk impeachment, I say, I know the end game is to oust Trump, but how are you doing that? What is the substance? What is the accusation?
Well, and they can get his tax rate. If you go on any kind of a deep investigation on anyone, somebody did something wrong on something.
Sure.
So anyway, go for it, Democrats. Impeach him. Let's just go. Go for it. So let's spend 2 years doing that and let's see what happens in 2020. Go for it. Hey, let's find out. I don't think Nancy Pelosi will actually do it. That'll be a far-left thing to do, and if they do, we'll see what happens in 2020. Okay, local news now, Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man has been convicted of shooting a man on Springfield Avenue in 2017. 26-year-old Cameron Ross was found guilty of aggravated battery with a firearm for shooting the man. He also was convicted of unlawful use of weapons by a felon for having a gun in his possession when he was arrested the day of the shooting. It took a jury about 2.5 hours to convict him. Walmart is making a change in their stores, and it means that some people with disabilities might have a tough time doing those positions. Walmart is replacing their traditional greeter roles with customer hosts who will still greet customers but have added and more physically demanding responsibilities. To qualify to be a host, they need to be able to lift 25-pound packages, climb ladders, and stand for long periods of time. The AP said affected associates were told last week that their positions would be eliminated on April 26th. And become the host roles. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast looking at 31 today, maybe 40 for tomorrow. So, you know, it's March now. A week from Saturday night, we spring ahead on the clocks. Daylight expanding. It'll be light till like 7 o'clock in a week. Currently 31, ESPN 93.5, Dr. John Dybin is, kind of a regular guest. He's an addiction specialist. John, how are you from West Palm Beach this morning?
I'm doing great. Weather's beautiful here. How about you?
It's cold, but it's Illinois, and you're Florida, so whatever. Hey, John, please first, this is probably the best timing we've had visiting with you. Is that we in Illinois are discussing legalizing recreational marijuana. I am steadfastly against it because I just think it's the wrong direction, just like gambling. I don't think that was a good direction. I feel like I'm in the extreme minority of, come on, it's just like a beer. John Dybin, you are an addiction specialist with credentials extraordinarily long. Before you speak, would you please tell me your credentials in talking about addiction?
Sure. In Florida, I'm a master board-certified addiction professional, and I'm also a board-certified mental health professional. I hold dual board certifications in Florida. And my doctor is that I'm a doctor of health science, which is really the study of overall health. So I'm a therapist, but I'm also a health scientist and someone who looks at this from a scientific perspective and studies it quite a bit.
Okay, so is marijuana a gateway drug to other things?
So there is no question. The research is really, really clear. Well, first of all, let me say this. Marijuana is a drug. that's an important place to start. Sometimes when we say it's a gateway drug, it almost makes it sound like it's a junior drug or it has less impact than other drugs. And though it has different impacts than other drugs, it is certainly in the category of addictive drugs. There's an old kind of wives' tale that marijuana is not addictive, that we've known for a long, long, long time that that's not true. So first of all, we have to start there, that marijuana is a drug, as is alcohol, as is nicotine, as is other, you know, things that are legal and illegal. But does the question of whether or not statistically people are more likely to start with marijuana and then go on to harder drugs, there is pretty clear evidence that when young people, so when people start smoking marijuana or using marijuana in adolescence, they are statistically much more statistically higher likelihood that they will go on to other drugs. That correlation is not as clear with adults. So if a 30-year-old goes out and starts smoking marijuana today, we don't have currently documented evidence that that's going to lead to higher drugs. But we know for certain when people start young, they are more likely to use other drugs.
So maybe Illinois should say you can smoke marijuana and your age is 25. I mean, they'd still smoke it. It'd be illegal. But, I mean, would that help as far as our research with starting a little later, over 21 or whatever the number would be?
There's a researcher from Harvard who said, you know, he did a lot of research, looked at this, and he said, you know what I tell my students now is I tell them, smoke all the pot you want, but just wait till you're 30. The truth is that the majority of the deleterious effects, and I mean there are a lot of negative effects. There are correlations with decreased ability to learn. There are correlations with actually patients having psychotic episodes and an increase in mental health issues. And all the research does seem to show that when you start smoking pot young, that's the most dangerous that is, because your brain is still in that developmental stage, and the brain's developing till, like you said, somewhere around 25. So what the research says is very clear that if nobody started smoking pot before they were in their mid-20s or their early 30s, that we would very likely see much less of the deleterious, the problematic effect.
How's it gone in Colorado and Washington and places that have legalized it in their states?
Well, like you would imagine, so every drug, period, whether it's aspirin, alcohol, nicotine, cocaine, or marijuana, every drug has effects and then what we call side effects. The side effects are the things that we don't like. The effects are the things that we do like. Every drug does. So when, you know, marijuana has some, will definitely affect people. It can cause people to have, they can have ab reactions to it. They can smoke. You can't overdose and die from it, but certainly you can smoke too much or ingest too much and become sick. You can have sort of very high fevers. There are lots of things that can happen. So when you look at those states, specifically Colorado is where we have the best research, you would see what you would imagine, right? So you see an increase. They saw a significant increase in emergency room visits because of people ingesting, mostly the ingesting, the edibles, too much marijuana and getting very sick. And the other thing that you see is an increase in automobile accidents that are related to marijuana. I mean, it you know, we talk about it just being like a beer, and truly the closest analog is alcohol, but we need to be careful and recognize that alcohol kills tens of thousands of people every year. And so a person who is driving intoxicated is really dangerous, but a person who has been smoking weed and is driving also is impaired. Mm. And so we're seeing more accidents because of that as well.
Okay, John Dybin.
We've been getting some texts in. Luke said alcohol is a bigger gateway drug.
Wait, respond to that.
There is no doubt that alcohol, when people say that more people have died from alcohol or that alcohol has caused more problems than marijuana, they are absolutely 100% correct. There's not even an argument against that. The reality is that the problem with it is that people then say that therefore marijuana is safe.
Right.
And it is, you can't jump to that conclusion,
right,
just
right,
because alcohol has caused more problems, which it most certainly has.
Yeah.
Marijuana is going to increase the level of problems that it causes because every drug has those potentials. So some people are going to use the drug and they're going to drive and they're going to crash and they're going to kill people. And some people are going to use the drug, alcohol or marijuana, and they're going to become addicted. And that is it's a living hell, that state. So, you know, it's important for us to be, we don't have to go to these great extremes of saying it's all good or it's all evil. The reality is that what I encourage people to do is make decisions about what you're going to put into your body, about how you're going to, treat drugs and including alcohol. Make decisions not just based on emotion and not just based on what some guy down the street told you. But nowadays we have the ability to do some really good research. Just look for yourself, see the realities of it. And make decisions based on what science is telling us rather than just emotion.
Okay, I know you got to go. What's your website, John?
You go to originsrecovery.com, and you can find me. There's lots of information there. And if you're looking for help, you can get that as well.
Let me reach out to you another time so we can go a little longer with these responses and texts we're getting in. But John Dyben, D-Y-B-E-N, I really appreciate it always. Thanks for the information.
Anytime. Thank you.
You bet. 7:45 with Dr. John Dyben. So I know we didn't get to all the texts because he had to go. Our time was limited. We can probably rebook, maybe go a whole half hour on this thing because it's right in our face. I mean, it's just right there to legalize. And the reason is we can make money. What about the cause and effect of something like a drug being legalized? Should we not consider that? Is it worth doing for money? 170 million or whatever J.B. Pritzker put out there. Is it worth the inevitable bad things that happen? Well, alcohol, I know, it's bad. Alcohol's bad. You're not going to ban alcohol. Must we legalize something else that will make it dangerous? I don't like it, and I know I'm in the minority on it, but I don't care. I just think it's the wrong direction. So,
well, so many people are texting now about, yes, it's a gateway drug. So someone said a coworker using it for 25 years, and he's done crack and pills and stuff. So even though he swears pot isn't a gateway drug, you know.
For some, it depends on you, right?
It does.
Some people are more susceptible to getting into things than others. You might smoke and be fine. The next guy, we had somebody who is a former addict text in.
Yes, and I believe marijuana is absolutely a gateway. I lived it firsthand.
Okay, so you can't discount that, right?
Right. And then Ryan's asking if we've ever smoked a joint before.
But I have not. And I don't know how I avoided that. I mean, I was in the circles that passed it. I just, for whatever reason, never did.
Okay. So the Bill Clinton on you, huh?
I never smoked. I didn't. He didn't inhale. I smoked, but I did not.
Well, and you could have had secondhand if you were.
I was in the room, and I didn't call the police or anything. But I didn't. I've never smoked a marijuana joint, and it's just. It's not like it's bad if you have. I just haven't.
Right.
And I had opportunities. I just didn't. So, but I just, in just a general sense, I don't think gambling's a good direction socially, and I don't think legalizing marijuana. Just because alcohol is worse, why should I accept something that may not be as bad yet, but it's going to be bad in some cases? Why would you legalize that? That's essentially giving the blessing that it's an okay thing. It's just, oh, it's fine. Heck, yes, it's just like a beer. People are going to smoke and drive. That's wrong.
Yeah.
But it'll happen. You know it'll happen.
Buzz driving.
359-2255. Welcome all your comments. We'd love to hear from you. Jump to our morning sports headline, 7:48, ESPN 93.5.
The Boilermakers got their fourth straight win yesterday, 73-56 over our Illini. Now 6-11 in the Big Ten and 10-18 overall. Next up, 5:30 Sunday, we've got some Illini tickets as they take on Northwestern. We also had an upset with Penn State, 78-61 winners over number 17, Maryland. There's been some things going on in Iowa. The play-by-play announcer suspended for the rest of the season for comparing a person to King Kong, I guess, in his commentary.
I know that Fran McCaffrey got suspended two games and fined $10,000 for going off on the officials after
right.
their loss at Ohio State.
That's right. He's suspended.
He's also come out and said, boy, am I sorry. It's all my fault. So he has some remorse about it. I did not know about the play-by-play guy. A little too into it if you're starting to name call, for Pete's sakes.
That's
what,
right.
What are you doing?
Villanova beat number 10 Marquette 67-61. That's trending. Also, Dallas over the Pacers. Pacers got Minnesota tonight. Bulls win over Memphis 109-107. We had the Blackhawks win over Anaheim 4-3 yesterday. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Well, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated standing by to help you. If you need any janitorial supplies, all you have to do is stop on Bloomington Road, talk to Betsy or Brad Parks, locally owned and operated, female operated, actually with Betsy, 359-6262. You can find them at cmiclean.com. They'll deliver, they'll fix your equipment, whatever you need cleaning-wise. They've got it. CMIClean.com.
Up to 31, down to 24 with the clouds. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. High 40, low 25. On Saturday, we've got a high 37 expected, down to 22. And up to 25 with morning snow showers that could come our way on Sunday. Then down into the single digits at night. We're currently at 19, ESPN 93.5.
Slam jam bed, baby.
Hey, Dick. Lands, heating, cooling, and plumbing. Mitsubishi does a furnace?
You can heat and cool with Mitsubishi. It's not exactly a furnace, but we can get heat out of the heads just as well as cooling with a heat pump inverter on the exterior of your home.
Huh. So do I need to get a Mitsubishi?
We can line them things up. You can have so many options, Stevie. It'd be unreal.
It's Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, where you see Troy waving on the back of that van. That painting's been up there a while, but he hasn't changed a bit.
No, there's two of them. There's two new ones out there.
So
you
okay.
got to find those. Maybe we should do a contest on that. Find the new me, the much aged, non-digitally enhanced, so it's not
well,
very good.
I think a picture of you when you were 11 is cute. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing these days with Lance? What are you guys busy doing?
You know, we're just taking care of the service calls and waiting for spring to arrive. I think everybody in the neighborhood is waiting for spring to arrive.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of complaints lately about the cold weather and all the snow. And toward the end of the year here, or the end of the season, I'm sorry, not year. Let's not rush things.
Yeah.
You just get tired of all the slop and the cold. And we're trying to get through that, and
yep.
then we'll be gearing up for AC season.
Well, if you guys have an extra truck, I'll take a furnace thing because it only has to be done once a year. And
that's correct.
I've learned that you need to do that every year, like changing oil.
Yeah, there's actually filters in them there systems.
Yeah.
There
okay,
you go.
Funny. The fact that I had a $1,000 heating bill because I'd never changed my air filter.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're not the only one in this great country that we live in that finds themselves in that same situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, seriously, my heating and cooling stuff is way lower than I would expect for our home. So I really appreciate the education and the good work you folks do. How do they reach you, Troy?
1-800-AIR-REPAIR or LandsInc.com.
You're the man, my friend.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
7:53, I got one pair of tickets to the Illinois Northwestern game.
Okay.
That's all I got for the week. If you want my final pair of tickets, you can text in ILL or INI if you prefer.
I love it.
It's text 359-2255, 359-2255. If you would like to text in. So ILL or INI or I or whatever's easy for you, just get it in here. What number are we going to, Diane?
Oh, 20.
All right, number 20 wins a pair of tickets, Illinois Northwestern, for the basketball game. I think it's Sunday afternoon at 3. Is that
5:30.
Oh, whatever. Get there at 3. No. Sunday afternoon, 5:30, the Illini and Northwestern. Cue the band. Roger, you there?
Yes, I am.
You win my two tickets, Illinois Northwestern.
That's awesome.
Fired up?
Sure I am.
Got any orange?
I sure do.
Okay, my friend. Give me your synopsis on my team. What do you think?
We're improving.
Okay.
Much better than we were.
I think we've had a glimpse of what might be, but if you're Iota Sumo and Golden State wants to take you in the 29th pick for a guaranteed $4 to $11 million and you get a learn from Steph Curry, do you listen?
I'm sure you listen, but
yeah.
I hope he comes back for at least another year.
Me too, but that's what CBS Sports is projecting, number 29 to Golden State for IO. And you gotta at least take a peek. Dang it.
It'd be hard to turn that down, you know. I mean, you gotta.
And Steph Curry can help him, right? I mean, come on. Dang it.
Oh, absolutely.
Woo! Okay. Okay, yeah. Roger, listen, well done in the great village of Villa Grove. Great to have you listening, my friend. Enjoy the game.
All right. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Roger Montgomery.
Home of the Blue Devils.
You betcha. Villa Grove, the suburb of Philo, just south of the center of the universe. Just like Tolona.
Whatever.
Suburb. All right, 359-2255. Had a real big discussion on marijuana this hour. Some more coming up. Stand by. Fox News is next.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business.